Why look for flaws? August 14. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Oh, how hard many make the Christian life! They climb the steep, briary path, staggering under imposed burdens, as though they must anchor up the characters of others. They do not experience the sweet peace of Christ. They do not grasp the help Jesus gives them, but they are continually grieving over supposed wrongs of others, and overlook the cheering, blessed tokens for good all along their pathway. Just as soon as one has a vivid and all-absorbing consciousness of his own personal accountability to God and of his duty to his fellow men, and senses that his influence is far-reaching, stretching into eternity, he will not be satisfied with a low standard, he will not be fault-finding and critical of others. He will make his own life what he would wish the lives of others to be. He will live only in Christ, utterly and wholly dependent on him for every beauty and loveliness of character. We should be weeding out of our thoughts all complaining and fault-finding. Let us not continue to look upon any defects that we may see. If we would get the right hold on God, we must keep beholding the great precious things, the purity, the glory, the power, the kindness, the affection, the love, that God bestows upon us. And thus beholding, our minds will become so fixed upon these things of eternal interest that we shall have no desire to find the flaws in others. Think of the Lord Jesus, and his merits and his love, but do not seek to find the defects and dwell upon the mistakes that others have made. Call to your mind the things worthy of your recognition and your praise, and if you are sharp to discern errors in others, be more sharp to recognize the good and praise the good. You may, if you criticize yourselves, find things just as objectionable as that which you see in others. Then let us work constantly to strengthen one another in the most holy faith.